Commentary on Story 23, Two Scholars and a Sufi. There are a few different aspects of this story which are interesting, can be of some value or use. The first is that relates to the action of these and inaction of the Sufi who is sitting in a corner observing two people speak. It wasn't until after they were done that the Sufi made a comment, and in this case pointing out what they were missing. Now, this isn't always done. That is, a person doesn't always comment on a particular situation unless he sees and knows that he can be of some benefit and that it's an appropriate thing to do. And when it is, then it is appropriate to speak and comment, even if it's something that can draw wrath and ire of somebody else. Now, this is the case with these two writers written here. The men turned upon him in fury. But his reaction, the Sufi's reaction, was not one of resistance or fighting. It was truly resist, not evil. And what he did is he gave them an opportunity to vent their fury, to get rid of their anger. And this technique is used many times today. It's a well-known psychological technique, and it's an application also of the principles of Tai Chi Chuan, in which you don't resist and you use the other person's energy in order to turn it against them. But in this case, you let the person run down from their exercise. And to do this requires non-attachment to oneself and non-resistant, non-protection. It's something that people will develop over a period of time. And if you're going to act in the real manner and then interject things where other people can respond, you'd better get used to it, because people will respond negatively many times. The Sufi then goes on to give an answer to the questions as they actually become curious, having gotten rid of their anger. And the way he responds is through the use of a story. In this case, it's a limited use. It's not concentrated and focused story work, but rather used as an illustration in order to speak to these people in a way that they can understand. And this is the final statement of the story also, and that is, looking and doing work in a way, consciously, that speaks to the person in the way that they can understand, speaks to each person according to what they can accept, can understand, and go forward. And this is something that each person who's really working in the field has to perceive, has to evaluate for every single particular situation. This is the end of this commentary.